Jobs had to fend off the objections of the manufacturing engineers, supported by Rubinstein, who tended to raise practical cost considerations when faced with Ives' aesthetic desires and various design whims. "When we took it to the engineers," Jobs said, "they came up with 38 reasons they couldn't do it. And I said, 'No, no, we're doing this.' And they said, 'Well, why?' And I said, 'Because I'm the CEO, and I think it can be done.' And so they kind of grudgingly did it." Jobs asked Lee Clow and Ken Siegel and others from the TBWA Chiat Day ad team to fly up to see what he had in the works. He brought them into the guarded design studio and dramatically unveiled Ives' translucent, teardrop-shaped design, which looked like something from The Jetsons, the animated TV show set in the future. For a moment, they were taken aback. "We were pretty shocked, but we couldn't be frank," Siegel recalled. "We were really thinking, 'Jesus, do they know what they are doing? It was so radical.'" Jobs asked them to suggest names. Siegel came back with 5 options, one of them, iMac. Jobs didn't like any of them at first, so Siegel came up with another list a week later, but he said that the agency still preferred iMac. Jobs replied, "I don't hate it this week, but I still don't like it." He tried silkscreening it on some of the prototypes, and the name grew on him, and thus it became the iMac.